Wakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending where you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Today's show is an exciting one. It's called Living Your Life with Passion.
And for us today, it started very interestingly. Ariel picked up the phone and discovered we didn't have one. And since our radio show comes across the phone lines to you, or actually goes through the internet, but we call into the radio station, we had to passionately find another place from which to broadcast.
Particularly since our phone company said our phone line will not likely be back up till sometime late tomorrow. And I just want to take a moment right here, right now, to passionately thank our website provider, Tag Online, TAGonline.com. They provided us room. They provided us phones. Their staff set us up beautifully. So when we got here, not only did we have everything set up, we even had a cup of coffee. So life is grand. Welcome to our show. If you haven't been with us before, one of the first things we should let you know
is that we finish each other's sentences. So if we do, please
include it. It's our style.
Right. Don't offend yourself unless you do, and then, well, enjoy.
Now, our show, as you may have noticed, is called Being Here. It is our premise, our experience, our life's work to support people in discovering that by simply being here, your life will transform. Things that have been challenging become easy. Your experience of your life instantaneously shifts so that things that were problematic no longer are, and there's no in-between. There's no incremental efforting to make things better. You just instantaneously have a life shift where your life unfolds before you.
And all it takes is to get into the current moment of now. But most of us are so forward-thinking or locked in past incidents where we replay the story of our life day after day, boringly every day.
Rehash,
right, that's the word I was looking for, and re-experience what was maybe never happened in the first place.
And you, as you say that, I realize that people not only rehash and re-experience, they embellish.
That's right, that was the word I was looking for.
I knew you were.
Embellish on your past experience or non-experience of your life, and you listen to the story of your life as though it's the truth. And what we've discovered is that if you can trick yourself into the current moment and get out of your story long enough, you may even forget your story, and then it may forget you, and then you may be able to live your life, not a repeat of the conversation you've listened to for your life.
Now, to support you in living your life with passion and living your life rather than repeating a rehash and an embellishment of the past,
or complaining to yourself about your life,
we're suggesting that today you engage the facility of listening. Listening is just this incredible skill set. Listening to what actually is happening as opposed to your internal commentary about what you perceive is happening or your interpretation of what's happening. If you simply engage with your ears today and listen, not to apply what's being said to you, not to agree or disagree, but simply the function, the action of listening itself will pull you into the moment.
And that's all it'll take to have your life transformed, because transformation is a byproduct of getting into the current moment. But like we said, most of us are so addicted to our past or the internal conversation we listen to that we believe to be us, What if that conversation isn't you? What if that conversation, the one that says you have to slow down or quiet your mind, is your mind?
Well,
now we're in a fix.
Woo! Okay. Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. We've already given out the idea of transformation, so let's play around with transformation a little bit further. There are three basic principles.
And these ideas are to create a structure where you can start to see the essence of transformation happening in your life. The first idea is that anything you resist, dislike, disagree with, wish were different, will persist, will stick around, and it will grow stronger and eventually dominate your life. So those things that you disagree with are the things you think about.
And again, remember, we are talking about being here, and being here actually is a very simple thing. It's so simple, your mind doesn't like it because our minds are so complex. But it simply being here requires engaging in being where you are rather than thinking about it. And if you are resisting something or complaining about something, which is a version of resisting it, then you are locked in a conversation about something, and your life goes by unnoticed.
Because that brings us to the second principle. Second principle, our idea says no two things can occupy the same space at the same time or can occupy your mind at the same time. So if you're busy thinking about what you don't like, then you're no longer present to your life in this moment. You're locked in this conversation about a past event that you disagreed with. So that's the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in each moment of your life. Right now, you can only be exactly as you are.
Now, notice, Shia, when he was laying out the second principle for you all, he didn't say, don't think about whatever you're thinking about. You can't help but think about whatever you're thinking about when you're thinking about it.
And so you can only be exactly as you are in each moment. This includes your thought processes, your moods, your feelings, your emotions, your body sensations, your body posture.
Your location in time and space.
And your life's history up until this point. It can only be the way it is and was.
The third principle is sometime one, or the third idea is sometime one that I think of as grace, like a state of grace. It's one that allows for you to be kind to yourself, which is something admittedly most of us are not as facile at as we are at being hard on ourselves. The third principle is anything you allow. Notice I'm not saying accept. Accept is I don't like it, but I'll get over it. Anything you allow to be.
Exactly as it is, without trying to change it or fix it or agree or disagree with it, but just see it as it is. In the moment that you see it, it completes itself. So behavior patterns that may have plagued you, mechanical behaviors where you know you shouldn't say what you're about to say, you know it's going to cause a problem, and you do it anyway, it's as though you can't seem to help yourself. Those mechanical behaviors dissolve in the instant that you see them.
This third idea, or third principle, is the one that employs an anthropological approach as opposed to a psychological one. An anthropologist is a person who gets interested or studies cultures and how they work for the purpose of seeing the culture and how it works.
But they do it in a non-judgmental way, so they're not saying, oh, what they did was bad or good or ugly or pretty. They just see the action or the phenomena for what it is rather than judge what they see as good, bad, right, or wrong.
Now, good and bad, right and wrong, are definitely things that are comprised by our enculturation. What we consider good things or beautiful things are definitely what comes along with the enculturation. So good, bad, right, wrong, it is not adding value for or against something. It's simply noticing, being interested in this case in how you are and how you're being without judging what you see. And this is awareness, our definition of awareness anyway, and that's a skill set that you can get better at.
And we make you some promises. We promise that we will not try to change you or fix you or make you better in any way, because that's all about getting somewhere. And on this show, we're not trying to get somewhere. We don't have an intended result that we are trying to produce. We are just following the moment.
Now, notice when Shai said we're not trying to fix you or change you, that's because change and working on yourself to improve yourself is an endless cycle of pain. And interestingly enough, when you are simply here and you're observant and you notice things and you bring yourself to each moment, your life unfolds. You expand beautifully. I know that people get concerned that if they aren't hard on themselves or aren't taskmasters, that they are mistresses, depending, they're afraid that they won't improve or they won't grow or they won't learn, and it's absolutely the opposite. When you feel relaxed, don't you learn much better? Aren't you much more likely to come up with creative solutions to challenges in your life?
Well, this morning we lost our telephone service, and when we called the phone company with our cell phone, we found out that there was no intention there for it to be repaired before tomorrow night, which made it really difficult to do this show.
Where we could both speak to you well. And so it was instantaneously an exciting adventure as opposed to a complaint fest. And that is really one of the biggest first passion killers, where you listen to your preferences and you complain
when life does not comply with your preferences. But life very rarely complies with our preferences. Life shows up the way it does. Now, if you can get on life's bandwagon where it shows up and you're not in opposition to how your life is showing up, where you have fun with what's showing up, well, then you can have a really awesome life. You know, we drove about 50 miles to get to the studio that we're talking to you from right now. Definitely got us into a different telephone zone. We drove through really strong rainstorms and heavy traffic, and it was fun. It was an exciting adventure. Our lives are an exciting adventure, but they weren't always. There was a time that we complained to ourselves and each other's, about ourselves and each other.
And about our life circumstances, and no matter how hard we worked on ourselves, it always devolved down to being a complaint.
Until we had this fundamental shift that took place about 20 years ago, 22 years ago maybe now.
Mm.
Well, I like to make it longer than but 20 years is close enough. In any event, we're going to be taking a break in just
a few moments.
And we
invite you to come back, and we'll talk more about living your life with passion, the ins and outs, the passion killers, and the doorways to aliveness. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Life turns into a great adventure when we are in harmony with the flow of the universe and when we realize the effects of integrating mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to Awaken Consciousness, a radio program that will help you plot a positive life path and embrace your potential. You will conquer obstacles as you pursue your passions. Listen for Awaken Consciousness Radio with host Mindy Kness, broadcasting live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We're talking about living your life with passion.
Yes, and speaking of passion, I just have to say it one more time. Tag Online rocks. They are excellent. If you need a web service company, they're the best. And specifically today, I want to thank Amy, Andy, Christina, Juan, and Ryan for your superior service for us. So there we are. We're back. Talking about living your life with passion. And as we thought about this subject today, and you know what it's like to be passionate, we're not just talking about physically passionate.
We're talking about being engaged with your life as it's showing up and being there for it and being excited and enthusiastic about how your life is showing up and having fun with what comes up in your life rather than worrying about potentially disastrous futures, which many people are lost in right now. I have a question. How many of you right now thought that the gas prices would ever get this low again? I mean, 2 months ago, they were on the rise.
And they were double what they are now.
More than double.
So we have expectations of dire circumstances
coming
in the future.
And we think things are going to get worse and worse. But your expectations produce a lot of what shows up in your life by being where you are in each moment and being with what's going on in your life, not worrying about the future. You start to create your future in the moment.
It is a very exciting possibility when you operate as if you matter, right now matters, and your life makes a difference. There are things that kill that experience. We kind of call them passion killers.
That would be a good thing to call them, actually.
We talked about a couple of them, that your preferences and your complaints. And there's this other thing that happens where you have the desire to do something and there's that little voice in you that says, nah, don't tell me what to do. I don't want to do it. That, and listening to that voice as if it matters, really can
kill your passion for life. See, when you stop keeping your word with yourself, so you reach a place in life where you can't count on you, if you say you want to do something, to actually follow through and do those things that you say you want to or are going to do, that's where you lose your sense of power in the universe. And I'm not talking about force. I'm talking about your ability to create possibilities for yourself out of your word. That happens when you can discover how to give your word to yourself and keep your word with yourself. So if you say you're going to be somewhere, you're there. You're there on time. You're there as though it's what you want to do rather than dragging your feet through life. Lots of us are victimized by our lives and by what we've said we want to do.
And now, today, there's a whole other possibility. Instantaneous
transformation.
We have a caller on the line calling in from Germany. Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi,
Ralph.
It's great to talk to you.
That's lovely, lovely to hear your voice. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Cologne in Germany.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. And I'm very excited about the things that you just said in the past 20 minutes. It's very, it's great to hear that.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
I have a feeling I forgot all of that, and I forgot about passion in my life.
That's right. Well, you see, the thing is this, Ralph. What happens is we have an experience, a passionate experience in our lives, and then we think about it, and that the experience becomes a concept. And it's like, do you eat meat, Ralph?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Do you eat meat?
Do we meet?
No. Do you eat meat?
Yes.
Like steak?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
Do you like steak?
Yes.
Is steak different? Does it taste different than the menu?
Yes.
The written words on the menu that say steak doesn't taste anything like real steak.
True.
That's because, and if you're a vegetarian, put in tofu or...
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit like going to a really, really excellent restaurant. You get served your favorite meal, insert whatever your meal is. You take out your cell phone, and you take a picture of the meal. And then you go home, and you look at that picture, and you wonder why it's not as satisfying as actually eating that meal.
Well, that's a good example. I like that.
That's our concept of the things we were passionate about in one moment. Because if you hang on to high moments as those are the passionate ones...
But you're not even hanging on to that moment. You're hanging on to a concept about that moment. It's a story you tell yourself about how wonderful that was. But you see, when you have these wonderful experiences, you compare what shows up in your life to the, quote, wonderful experience, and what shows up is paled by the memory of what once was, and you lose satisfaction in each moment because you're not there for the moment, you're in comparison.
Ralph, do you realize that the majority of your life is really minutia? Do you know that word, minutia?
No, I don't.
Little things like washing the dishes or...
cooking a meal or cleaning up or making your bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about it. Last night, Shayet was out at a class, and when he came home, he called me on the way, and I started to make dinner. And
it wasn't steak.
No, it wasn't. But it was just a great watercress salad, and I
excellent.
Sautéed things. But what was really fun for me, I started thinking of our friend Stefan Monzel, who's a chef. Like, I started to think, now, can I do this piece and not burn it while I'm washing that and putting it in the dishwasher? It was like being able to go from thing to thing and not leave a debris field of destruction behind me. It was like being everywhere I was whilst making a meal and cleaning up at the same time, and it was this passionate event, and I swear to you, the food tastes better when you're there making it.
Absolutely.
Did you have a specific question or something you wanted to talk about, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Talking about that, it comes to mind that I sometimes, because I work with you for some time now, I'm attending workshops with you guys in Hamburg, Germany, and New York, and Costa Rica, and I am... work as an actor, director, and author. Also, I'm writing theater plays. And I got, my life got so much better since I know you, and I got the opportunity to do a lot of work. I have a lot of work to do. And sometimes I get passionate or enthusiastic about projects that I can do, and I have the feeling, it's not every day, but some days it's like I have so many things I would love to do, and I don't know where to start, and then I get lost in that, and at the end of the day I have the feeling I didn't do anything, and then I get frustrated. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Absolutely. But I really remember we were talking a little bit ago about passion killers.
Yeah.
I think really what you're describing, Ralph, is a subset of Don't Tell Me What to Do, where you hold all of these different projects as possibilities in front of you as a reason not to do any.
Okay.
And there's a couple of possible approaches I'd like to suggest.
Okay.
The first is honesty. If you tell yourself the truth about whether or not you're actually going to do anything, then if you don't do anything on that day, you'll have taken a true rest or a break, you'll recharge your batteries, and you'll get 2-3 times as much done the next day,
mm-hmm.
rather than pretending you're going to do something and then basically not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Ralph, is starting. If you start anything and get involved in the completion of that anything that you started, that's enough to pull you into activity in your life. Starting has great power to it. The other day I stepped onto our treadmill and I started walking.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 5 minutes I was running. And after 15 minutes, I was still running, and I had increased the speed and the incline of the treadmill. And after 25 minutes, I was still running, and then I started to walk again. And I put in a half an hour on the treadmill, which is something that I said I wanted to do. But I didn't. You see?
Uh-huh.
I told myself I wanted to do it, but I didn't. So I by just starting, it pulled me, not that I was trying to get it over with, I just said, okay, I'll just take a walk here. And just the starting will pull you into the moment, Ralph, and mm-hmm. pull you into what you need to do.
Now, I have a couple other ideas for you, but we need to take a break. Can you stay on the line with us?
Yes, sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back with Ralph and with us, and don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic. And you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We've been playing a game this month or in the past few weeks, and we hope you will join us. And the game is to tell three people about this show. Get people, they can come listen with you. You can send them the link to the show from our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. They can download any of the archives, or they can get up and listen live next week with you. So we're doing the tell three people game and hope you will play along. Ralph, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. One of the last ideas we had for you when you were talking about you have all those potential things to do and you don't do any of them is the possibility that you get stuck in kind of a change modality, progress modality, where you have right, wrong, good, bad, better, worse. So you're trying to look and see what's the right thing to do rather than simply engaging. And as Shia said to you, he stepped on that treadmill and started walking. You start on anything, you get up to speed, it'll be obvious to you from being in an up-to-speed manner that if something else takes priority.
Well, you know, Ralph, if you look, you never want to do anything. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, you have
to do things, and your immediate response in your thoughts is no, and sometimes you override it, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's normal. Don't make it mean anything. See, people are way too serious about their lives. People are always thinking the worst of themselves.
I mean, don't forget your thoughts, your story, are all old recordings that get queued up by the current circumstances and play again. I mean, how many of us as teenagers wanted to make our bed or do anything? It was a big, I don't want to fest or I'm bored. So that you have those thoughts doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you normal.
Okay.
Okay? And it's also an indicator. When you have the I don't want to thoughts, it's simply an indicator that you're not up to speed. When you're really up to speed or on deadline, you don't have that gap where that shows up.
Well, it isn't so much up to speed. It's more being in your life in the moment than the no to what shows up you include. You see, transformation is inclusive. It's not exclusive. So if you're doing something and the phone rings, it's not an intrusion. It's your universe saying there's something you need to take care of right now, and it's the person on the other end of the phone. Now, if you look at it that way, that everything that shows up in your life is absolutely perfect, then you'll make decisions and choices that will support you in your life rather than in resistance and trying to hold back the river of life.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in today, Ralph. It's just been really a treat to have you here with us.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, for the talk. Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you in Costa Rica, Ralph.
Yes. In 4 weeks.
Okay.
We have another caller on the line. Katie, are you calling from Chicago?
I sure am. How are you?
We are excellent.
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And it's so nice to talk to both of you.
Excellent. Nice to hear your voice again. So soon. We met Katie for the first time
this past weekend.
We did a workshop in New York, and she had heard us on the radio show, and she flew in, and we got to meet her. It was really lovely, and here we are again.
Yes.
So do you have a question or something you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, I was actually just listening in to the radio show and sort of listening to what Ralph had to say, and I'm also sort of wondering, I guess, not sort of, I'm wondering what to do. I have all these passions about what to do with my life, and I guess I just don't know sort of where to focus my energy. And
can I tell you something?
Sure.
You qualify everything you say.
Huh.
Just kind of, sort of, wanna?
Maybe. I think, kind of. What?
In this past few sentences, at least, but I say that's indicative of how you've been approaching your life, too. Qualifiedly, not wanting to do it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So basically where we were ending with Ralph on the right-wrong end of things is really where we're picking up with you.
And it's perfect. Now, here's the thing. With transformation, when you find something like this out, this is the good news.
Okay.
Because, you see, if you're not aware that you're qualifying what you have to say, you continue to do so.
Right.
If you become aware of it, you don't have to anymore. You can say, look, I'm qualifying what I have to say like I'm not sure of what I want. See, if you're not sure of what you want in life, chances are it's not going to show up the way you want. If you think you're only sort of deserving of a brilliant life, then you'll sort of get one.
The other thing, Katie, is this. Uh-huh. As you were speaking, when you said you had these different passions, I have a feeling you may be starting from a misassumption that you can only be passionate about a limited number of things because they pull you in too many directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't allow yourself to simply be passionately, fully engaged in what you're up to because you might be missing out on some better opportunity or it might take you from something that you want to do. So you're... The qualification, in a way, was a splitting of you where you're not wholeheartedly where you are. You're double-checking everything. You're qualifying.
Right.
You second-guess yourself a lot?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there you have it. Well, that's what we're talking about. Qualification is just a form of second-guessing yourself rather than... See, it's rather than trusting that life is showing up perfectly in each moment.
Right.
Because we have this idea, well, something better might come along. So you, if you were to be using one of the online dating services and there's one person there that catches your interest and then you don't answer the other ones because you want this one that you think is going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can never tell what perfect is. Because, you know, when Ariel and I first met, she only went out with me because I was a safe date, you know, because I was old enough to be her father.
Yeah, I was on the got-to-get-married treadmill, and I was so frustrated at my lack of success, I finally said, look, I just want to have fun, look around, who's somebody I don't have to have any concern about thinking about marrying. Oh, him, he's cute, he's attractive, I've always been interested in him, but, you know, he's old enough to be my father, he's absolutely not marriage material, so how about I go basically make my interest known? And, the second date, we were an item, you know, actually
at the
end of the
history.
First date. So it's like interesting how my preferences stopped me from
seeing my brilliance.
Exactly.
The other thing is a real doorway into your passion or doorway into aliveness is honesty. And sometimes people won't tell themselves the truth about things they're interested in because they have
agendas
or they have judgments. I'll give you an example. A friend of ours, Joe, recently did a toy drive. He and his alumni association were doing a toy drive to donate toys around the holidays to needy kids. And I went into Walmart to buy some toys to donate to the toy drive. And while I was there, I was really attracted to Play-Doh. Mm-hmm. But while I was there, I had the idea, oh, that's a lame gift. I can't give that. That's a lame gift. And I happened to mention it on our Monday night group, saying that I'd bought these other things, and I mentioned that I'd like Play-Doh, and all the people with young kids said, oh, Play-Doh is so great. And I realized that I have ideas about what's the best expression of myself, even in little Play-Doh ways. So I sometimes can cut the edges off my self-expression because I don't necessarily approve of what I'm passionate for. Of course, this wasn't a problem because I got to go back and I bought 10 boxes of multicolored Play-Doh, and I ended up being able to give some to the local people around our home, and it turned out to be an incredible event because I didn't kick on myself once I saw that I'd backed off from my Play-Doh urge. But there, I bet you there are things that you're passionate about or have interest in that you don't think is cool or neat or
you might think, what would other people think if they thought I was passionate about that? Look, I have a passion for tying fishing flies and fly fishing, and it is so against what a lot of people think is New Age cool. You know, how can you be enlightened when you hurt fish? Now, I don't eat those fish, I let them go. I just give them free lip pierces. But, you know, and since I look around myself in our world today, it seems that people have pierces everywhere, so it doesn't hurt that much, and fish don't feel it anyway.
But, you know, your passions aren't reasonable. Why Shia is attracted to fly fishing or I'm attracted to fly fishing isn't really reasonable. It just is.
And it's amazing how other people will try to kill our passion for something we're passionate about. See, people kill other people's passion. Passion is something that's hard to come by or keep alive, and it's easy to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the dentist's office yesterday or the day before, and there was this little kid there, about 4 years old, and he was so enthusiastic about the little electronic game he was playing with. He was so alive, so passionate. And I think, what happens to us that we lose that?
Can you come back with us after the break, Katie?
Sure, would love to.
Great.
Excellent.
We'll be back. We'll talk more with Katie, more about passion. We'll be back shortly. Don't miss
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. Katie, you still with us?
She may have dropped off.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, you are. You are. Okay.
Good.
I just want to let everybody know that in January, the very first course we are doing in New York City is called Passion, Revitalize Your Life. It's the 2nd through the 4th of January, an excellent way to be bringing in the new year. We won't be doing any New York seminars until late March again because we go off to teach in Costa Rica. So if you want to join us for something and you want to ramp up and start off your new year, come to the Passion Revitalize Your Life course the 2nd through the 4th.
That's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Katie, you made the leap. You came this past weekend. How was it for you?
It was fabulous. It was one of the best experiences I've had so far, and I just was
so far. Does that mean in your life?
So far in my life. Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
Great.
It was. I just felt so welcomed, and it was amazing to meet everybody who was there at the seminar and spend time with you guys. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, thank you. You are a real gift and contribution to everybody there. I love your enthusiasm for life and your participation with us. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be there.
Anything else you wanted to ask before we finish speaking with you directly today?
You know, I think I'm good. I think that you definitely have given me something to go back and just start moving forward.
Excellent. It's been really...
Don't go back.
Good point. All right,
just start moving forward. Just be where you are and everything. You know, when you're where you are, your life comes to you. It's as though you're driving down a road, but you're not driving. It all comes to you. You know, there was a time, Katie, when we used to do workshops in Hawaii, Maui, and what we would do early in the morning, we'd grab all the people and we'd form a car caravan and go up to the top of Haleakala Volcano before sunrise. And we get up there, and that's up around 9,000 feet, if I remember correctly, and you're way up high, and what happens is the earth rotates towards the sunrise, and you can see it from up there that the sun isn't really rising. It's that you're moving into the sunrise, and that's just the way life shows up, where you're actually rotating into your life rather than it coming at you. You're moving into it. It's a very wild concept or experience to have.
Oh, I love that.
I'd like to say one last thing to you before you go.
Yeah.
Your qualifications have dropped away.
In the midst of this phone call, instantaneously, you have transformed, young lady.
All right.
Right.
You know, taking attention off yourself is really key. You take attention off yourself, you listen, you get engaged, and Passion is a byproduct.
Thanks. Transformation and enlightenment are a byproduct.
Thanks for calling in today, Katie.
Yeah,
really.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you to you too, both. Very well. Very much. Very much.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Okay,
you're
take
very
care.
Welcome. As Shai and I were, as I said, preparing for the show, we looked at other doorways to aliveness, and there are just a couple other we should definitely mention. And the first is honesty. If you're being honest with yourself, you don't have to stop and calculate and cover your tracks and think.
Well, I love Judge Judy, you know? Now, if you're listening to us in Germany, you probably don't know who I mean, but she's a television character. She's a judge on television, and she says certain things that just catch me. And one of them is, if you're honest, you don't need a good memory, you know, because you're not always protecting yourself from getting caught in a lie. You don't have to remember all the things that you said so you don't get caught in a lie.
The other thing that really showed up for us this week in regards to our own passion, in fact, I sent an email out to a bunch of my friends saying that I inspired myself. When I went back to buy this Play-Doh to support Joe, to support the children, I actually inspired myself. And because I noticed this big box on the way in for local kids to receive gifts, and after I bought all of these boxes of Play-Doh, I went back in the front door to customer service area, and I started dropping things in the box. And the woman at the customer service heard the sound. She turned around, saw me put the first box in, and she said, "Oh, thank you," and she meant it. But then when I put the next box and the next, her eyes got really wide. And she almost started crying. She said, "Thank you so much." And then I almost started crying. And I have to tell you, I got a lot of personal satisfaction from a $1.88 box of Play-Doh. And it was because I was expressing myself. I was taking care of other people. I was being of service. I was supporting people. I took attention off myself. They're all access ways out of your story and into the possibility that this moment provides. This is such a perfect time of year for that, too. Most of us are still habituated to being a kid and looking at getting stuff.
And most of us have so much stuff already, we don't even know where to put all our stuff.
And then if you're like Ralph, and like most of us, you're worried about getting the right stuff for the people that you love.
But the stuff doesn't make you happy, doesn't make you passionate about life, doesn't make you satisfied. Stuff is fun if you're there for it, but, you know, if you're lost in worry and complaint, then the passion dissolves from your life. And if you get into this moment, that's all it takes.
Really giving and keeping your word with yourself. Just that little bitty thing.
That and being kind to yourself. Those two things alone. If you can just handle that, where if you catch yourself being cruel to yourself in word or deed, and then you forgive yourself for that and allow yourself to be okay with that you did it, that's enough to dissolve so much old ways of being so you can discover your passion again for life.
You can think of it a little bit as if you're wearing a hat with a miner's light lamp. You can either shine that lamp into your eyes to talk to yourself about how you're doing, either good or bad.
And then you're blind to what's happening around you.
Or you just tip your attention back out into the world and focus it on what's at hand.
What's wanted and needed in the people around you, at work or in your family, with friends.
And in fact, people you don't even know. Got a wonderful email today from our friend Colleen talking about how she was talking with people at the bus stop. And she realized she wasn't listening to them because they were Buddhist or Eckhart Tolle, and she was like, "No, mine is better." And then when she realized it wasn't better, and they were all about the same thing, they were all interested in their lives, things became passionate as an expression between the three of them, and they suddenly became friends. So That is what we want to leave you with. Listening to others is a great place to go. And share this with three people. TransformationMadeEasy.com is the way, the access way in, as you know that. And one last thing, I really, again, want to thank that tag team. You made everything possible for us today. And if you need, again, web services, go to Tag Online.
Because these guys are the best.
They are the best. They're really about service. And leave you with that thought. Be of service this week. Why not? And be kind to yourself.
Thanks. And thanks for listening.
And come on back
next week. Tell three friends.
Yeah, come on back next week. Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini.